President Bush begins 3 days of meetings tomorrow with Russia's President Vladimir Putin. The talks will start here in Washington and move on Wednesday to the president's ranch in Crawford, Texas. They'll discuss the future of the U.S. and Russian nuclear arsenals and American plans to build a missile defense system, NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
President Bush came into office pledging deep reductions in the U.S. nuclear arsenal, coupled with a commitment to a national missile defense system to protect the United States from missile attack. To do that, President Bush advocated abandoning the anti-ballistic missile treaty with Moscow. Russian President Vladimir Putin also wanted to reduce Russia's nuclear arsenal, but he viewed U.S. missile defense as a threat and held firm to the belief that the ABM treaty is a cornerstone of international strategic stability. The deal now on the table could bring deep cuts in nuclear arsenals, allow the U.S. to test missile defense technology, and preserve the ABM treaty for years. On the offensive side, U.S. and Russian nuclear deployments are stuck at about 6,500 each, levels dictated by the START 1 treaty of a decade ago. START 2, which would have cut those deployments down by half, is stalled. Negotiations for START 3, with even lower targets, never really got underway. Rose Gottemuller, Assistant Secretary of Energy in the Clinton administration, says the deal now in the works would lead to dramatic cuts unreachable in recent years.
They are blasting past START 3 to deeper reductions, to a deeper and more intense relationship with the Russians, to a new strategic framework.
Experts say the administration has settled on a range of between 1,700 and 2,200 nuclear warheads on each side, less than a third of current deployments. Further, the way these cuts would be implemented is new. This will not be a formal arms control agreement, such as the two START treaties. These will be mutual unilateral reductions, says National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, made between nations that are no longer adversaries.
The old arms control agreements, in which you had to match warhead for warhead, system for system, ignoring geography, ignoring history, ignoring the threats around you, was the old way of thinking about this. We think that the best way to do this, and the president said it several times, is to ask the Pentagon to review America's needs for deterrence and move America's forces to a level that is appropriate to our deterrent needs, and we would expect that the Russians would do the same.
On the defensive side, both presidents are expected to agree that the United States will be permitted to test technology for missile defense that the ABM treaty prohibits. At the same time, President Bush will not walk away from the treaty. This will allow the U.S. to construct a new missile defense site in Alaska and to develop and test sea-based missiles and radar and airborne laser weapons. The treaty still prohibits deployment of these weapons, but that is not envisioned for another 5 years. It's a remarkable turnaround, says Joe Cirincione of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
Before September 11th, President Bush had one major foreign policy priority: to withdraw from the ABM treaty and deploy missile defenses. After the attacks, the war on terrorism and the need to maintain an international anti-terrorism coalition are now at the top of the agenda. A reasonable compromise at Crawford could both preserve the unity of this international coalition and secure U.S. national security for a decade or more to come.
The September 11th attacks have had a profound effect on both presidents. They convinced President Putin of the reality of new international threats. They convinced President Bush to move away from unilateralism in international affairs to work closely with many nations, especially Russia. It was not an easy sell to some in the Bush administration, says Lawrence Korb, former Assistant Secretary of Defense, now with the Council on Foreign Relations.
There's no doubt in my mind that the cooler heads in the administration said to the president, if you want their help on this, you cannot repudiate the ABM treaty, because if you do, the Russians can no longer provide the help that you need.
The help from Russia is significant. It includes acquiescence in the stationing of American troops in Uzbekistan and Tajikistan, both former republics of the Soviet Union. Without that, it would be harder for the U.S. to wage the current campaign in Afghanistan. Also, the U.S. needs Moscow's cooperation to complete the safeguarding of Russia's vast stockpiles of nuclear materials and disassembled warheads. Osama bin Laden and his al-Qaeda network are believed to be trying to secure a nuclear weapon. Administration officials caution that not all the details of this deal are tied down yet, but if it emerges, it represents a tacit admission on the part of the Bush administration that there is really no missile defense technology ready to deploy for at least another 5 years. That should bring some much-needed caution to the development and testing stages of the program, says Lawrence Korb.
If they had listened to the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who have been saying consistently for the last 5 years, it's not a question of money, it's a question of rushing the technology, but the Republicans are so ideologically in favor of this that they just really haven't been listening to what neutral observers have been telling them.
In the aftermath of the Cold War, the United States and Russia have been casting about for a clearer framework for their relationship without success. Now, in the aftermath of September 11th, they found it. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.